Hello, this is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry, and this is the Daily Prophetic Word. The Father says, look within, for you will possess your soul in the patience that is produced as you look within and see Christ in you, the hope of glory. You are crossing a wilderness, a path, and patience is the key. Patience with the unfolding of my promise, and beloved, patience with yourself. This path, it's challenging, but it brings spiritual growth. Trust in the journey. When you face the fiery trial, say within yourself, and never forget that I am the fourth man in that fire. Like the three Hebrew children, refuse to bend and refuse to bow to the dictates of the flesh. Embrace the holiness with which I cleanse and empower you even this day. In the midst of the shaking, choose rather to hear my still small voice saying, this is the way, walk you in it. For I haven't left you without direction as what to do next. Have courage. For the darkness that looms ahead sometimes cannot hold you back or separate you from your destined calling. Don't fear the shadows that loom. They are but illusions, figments formed from anxiety. I am the very essence of your being. I live on the inside of you. I am the constant presence, the unwavering source of your strength. Look for me in the kindness that you extend to others, in the compassion that you hold for strangers. Love poured out is love poured toward me. Neglect shown to others is only evidence of neglecting yourself, neglecting one for whom I paid heaven's highest price. We are one. I am the source of all that exists around you. The power you seek, many times from outward things, is only known in your connection to me. Seek me, and you will find purpose and the unwavering strength, says the Father, to weather any storm. Now, what do you do with the word like this? You mix it with faith. You make a choice to remember that Jesus said that the kingdom of God does not come with observation. So, passively observing a word or pondering a word will get you nowhere. You need to take the word and activate it by your faith. And one of the most powerful ways to get an abject unbelief or absolute faith is in the area of giving. Mix this word with some faith by sowing into its very fulfillment in your life. You see, the faith that it takes to give into a prophetic word is equivalent to the faith involved in bringing that very word to pass in your situation. Ask me how I know. Act now, because your response time in giving is a metric for God's timing in bringing this breakthrough to pass in your situation. Go to fathersheartministry.net, click on the donation button, and let your faith soar. The mailing address is Father's Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 14127, Springfield, Missouri 65814. Or you can text the word PROPHET to 44321 if you use Cash App, $PROPHETICNOW. If you use Zelle, PropheticNow@gmail.com. I want you to know that I am here to be the prophet in your life. 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, if we believe the prophet, so shall you prosper. I want you to notice how we misread that verse so much. We think it says, believe the prophecies. It doesn't say, believe the prophecies. It says, believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. And how can you believe in the prophet unless you have one in your life? And that's what I'm here for. I want to remind you that the sky isn't falling. I don't care what you see on the news and on the media. The sky isn't falling. the kingdom in your life, the kingdom is coming. This is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. Visit us at fathersheartministry.net and take advantage of all the resources that are there to put you over in life. God bless you.